Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are delighted to welcome in Brock Olivo. He joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Brock, of course, the former Bears assistant special teams coach, and he is now in Italy and obviously going through a difficult time in Rome. Brock, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brock.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mike and Dave. I'm doing well. Thanks for this.
So help us out. I mean, I have seen the videos. I have seen the people singing on the balcony. I know Brad Biggs wrote a great story about you and what you've been going through. And you're one of the people with the guitar out on the balcony. God bless you. Tell us how you landed there and what's going on with your quarantined life.
Yeah, so the decision to come to Italy was kind of two part. I have a daughter and a son who live here, and my girlfriend is here as well. And then also I wanted to stay active coaching in the game of football. And you guys mentioned I was with the Bears here up until this last season here. And so I didn't get a job in the States. And so in order to stay active in the game, I said, well, I'm going to go back to Italy where my coaching career actually began. And that's how I ended up here. So it was a two-part decision on my part. And sure enough, about a month into it, this coronavirus pandemic now ensued. So crazy times, surreal in a word, fellas. That's how I can explain it. I'll hand the mic back to you guys. Yeah.
So Brock, yeah, when you get through your routine every day, and I guess the trick is maybe to have a routine. How would you describe your way of life now, and things you can do, things you can't do,
right?
And how you get basic necessities.
Right. Well, first of all, fellas, it's crazy because it's almost I'm getting used to this, and that's scary. If you'd have told me 2 months ago that I'd have had to confront this and get used to this, I'd have said, no way, you're crazy. Because we're so used to being on the move, and especially in the Western world, right? We're so used to enjoying everyday freedoms and liberties, and we can go as we please and move about, and there are no limitations. And so now you find yourself in this surreal small closed world where you can leave the house once a week only to go to grocery shop or to the pharmacy, in other words, or an emergency, God forbid. And that's it. And by the way, when you leave the house, you can't socialize with anybody. You have to wear a mask, gloves. There's this sort of this underlying paranoia within everybody, and you can see it and feel it, and it's just it's very un-Western like, it's very un-Italian like as well. If you guys have ever been to Italy, you know it's a very social culture, and Rome is buzzing. And another thing, I mean, right now it's such a paradox because you have the spring in the southern Mediterranean is in full bloom right now. And at the same time, there's this macabre situation going on around us where people are dying and there's fear and fear mongering and all that with, you know, it's in the media and whatnot. So it's just, I just keep coming back to the word surreal. You'd have never imagined in your wildest dreams anything like this happening. So that's how I would explain it. But you mentioned it, structuring your day. That to me is what keeps you sane. I'm fortunate because I have a ton of hobbies and interests, and so my gosh, I mean, I structure my, the coach in me structures my day to where I'm eating breakfast at this time, I'm studying sommelier at this time, I'm playing guitar at this time, I'm working out at this time. So I think you have to do that, otherwise you'll go crazy, because you'll be sitting around thinking about the situation you're in, and that's when it weighs upon you. So that would be my advice to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fascinating, Brock, because of course, you know, you were a professional athlete, you played in the NFL, you have coached, you've been throughout the league, and you know, you take that discipline and that understanding it, and you apply to what you're doing. For a guy like me, I'm doing the sommelier thing, but I'm not actually taking a class, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just trying to crawl into a bottle. No, I'm kidding. But I do think you're absolutely spot on. You said that you're running the stairs in your building, right? So you can't go out, but finding a way to work out. Yeah.
Right. Thank God I live in an 8-story building, right? Made like, you know, marble and huge stone. And so it's like, it's solid, man. And, you know, you can really get after it on the stairs. And, you know, I get the dumbbells and the kettlebells, and you can bang them around. And no, it's, you know, you find a way to make it work. I really, honestly, guys, I after the first 2 days, I was good, man. I was good, because you just have to accept the fact. You have to just accept the fact, dig your heels in, and say, okay, this is how it is. And I'm not going to sit here and be depressed and blah, blah, blah. No, my goal is to come out of this quarantine, obviously healthy, but a richer person culturally. That's the way I want to come out of this quarantine. So I'm taking advantage of time that I've never, ever had. So that's where I'm seated.
We're talking with former Bears assistant coach Brock Olivo, former NFL player as well. And Brock, so what you just alluded to, you're a high-energy guy, you're a high achiever, you've always been goal-oriented, results-driven. In terms of, you know, you've had to adjust and adapt to survive right now, but in terms of changing your perspective, how do you think this will do that, if it will? I mean, will this experience, whatever you're going through, and I think people want to attach this to a larger, broader picture, like what we're going through, do you anticipate it changing you? Do you anticipate it changing, you know, society in general?
Yeah, so that's a very, very good question. I think there's a myriad of different ways to answer that, depending on where you are in the world and what kind of person you are. Me personally, yeah, it will change my perspective, because I kind of have the fortune of living between two worlds, you know, the Italian culture and our awesome culture back in the States. And so, you know, here in Italy, everyone's very gregarious and touchy-feely. You know, it's the whole Mediterranean deal, right? And Southern Mediterranean deal. And so we're back in the States, you know, we kind of practice social distancing compared to the Italians in general, you know, but, you know, we don't do the whole kiss on the cheek greeting, you know, that thing. It's a handshake in the States, and it's maybe a bro hug, you know. We get a bro hug in, you know, the guys do, but right. So there's talk of that, you know, that whole, the whole way that human beings in general greet each other, there's talk of that changing. And but I can't see that happening here I just can't see it happening here in Italy. I can't see people changing something so deeply rooted in their culture that much. But where I think it'll change perspective is after spending time in quarantine, I think people are gonna once they step back out into normal life, you know, quote unquote, they're going to have a much deeper appreciation of our, you know, daily liberties and freedoms, and of time and the usage of time. And I mean, I haven't turned on the TV one time. I haven't had a TV since I left my parents' home when I was 18 years old. But so, how to make best, the use of your time, so that you can cultivate every possible, possibility, occasion, in your life. I mean, if you're living this quarantine the way you should, I think it should change your perspective when you come out of it. For me, it's just going to be another, an added layer of appreciation to actually what we have here in front of us in the Western world. And that is we have a very, very cush life, and we have everything at our fingertips that we want. You just got to go grab it, man. That's the bottom line. So that I'm sorry about the long winded answer, but I think there's a very profound answer to that, depending on who you are and where you are in the world.
You know, it's interesting, 'cause I remember reading right when this was starting that, Shakespeare apparently was in quarantine for, I don't know if it was the Black Plague or the smallpox, when he wrote King Lear and Macbeth, and there were like a lot of bursts of creativity that have come from this period of time. I don't know that we're looking forward to something like that, but I would imagine if you're a writer, if you're a movie maker, if you're somebody that's in that sort of field, and maybe even if you're not, maybe if you're just a normal human, this is a rare opportunity to kind of reassess things, to, you know, do a little introspection, trying to avoid the depression that comes with that, but maybe using it in a positive fashion, like you're talking about. You're studying a new language. You're you know, working on the sommelier degree. I mean, it's extraordinary the things that one can get done if indeed you apply yourself to this time.
Amen, brother. I mean, that you hit the nail on the head. It's introspect. It's self-reflection. It's you know, you're going to really find out a lot about who you are, because you're going to be looking in the mirror a lot more, because you're, my gosh, it's right there, and you can't leave. You're going to figure out how healthy your relationships are with your family or your loved ones or whoever you're spending the quarantine with. And so, think about the artists and the musicians and the writers. And just like you said, a normal human being like myself. I mean, my gosh, it's the desire to take it one step further as a guitar player, or, you know, as a whatever, tango dancer, whatever it is you do. So it is a great, great opportunity to self-reflect and figure out exactly who you are. And, you know, it's moments like this where sometimes people discover sides of themselves that they never knew. So, you hit the nail on the head.
Brock, God bless you. Thanks a ton for joining us, and be safe. And we're thinking of you. So take care of yourself, buddy.
Thanks, Brock. All the best.
Thanks, Mike and Dave. You too, man. You too, guys. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.